It's your Wednesday night conversation. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. A closer look at current events, just the tip, special guests, and more. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. Arizona's longest-running drag live stream. Hosted by Felicia Fifi Minor and Freddie Prinze Charming. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi.
Hello, hello, hello. Wow. We are here, but you'll notice some things are different. This is Let's Have a Fifi. I'm Felicia Fifi Minor, and Freddie has been flooded out of his condo. So I am joined by lovely, lovely guest, Christopher J. Hall.
Hi.
Or some of you may know him as Miss Nature. And then we have Peppermint Schnapps down at the bottom.
Hello.
Hi. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes. At first, I was like, don't join me for your birthday. I mean, go out and get liquored. But
we're working on it.
But welcome. Welcome, both of you. Welcome, everyone. I struggled to find guests and now I have two. Wonderful. Three. Wonderful.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You never got back. Never mind. We'll talk about
that. We come as a package, apparently.
Oh, so when he decides to come back on, then it'll be you too.
Exactly. There we go.
I'll be in the background making noise. He'll be in the foreground.
Pepper Jack. Okay. Pepper Jack. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Of course, we are supported by our 14 Patreon supporters: Allison, Best, and Brandon, Casey, Starr, Carrie, and Corey, Kim, Joan, Jody, Leanne, Nicole, Patricia, Mason, Shelley, and Sassy C. Diaz. A special thanks to Patricia for taking the deeper plunge on our Patreon. And that's the $15 one. They get merch and all kinds of stuff. But as of right now, she's the only one getting merch every 3 months, I think. Hi, Francis. Hi, Marissa. Hi, Cassandra. Hi, Shelley. Let's start with Pepper, because have you been celebrating all weekend?
Usually,
are you echoing a little?
Oh, am I?
It's okay. Keep going.
Normally, I celebrate all week.
Oh, that's my kind of party.
Or all month. I mean,
have you? November. Have you been celebrating?
Pretty much. I mean, we've been drinking a lot. So that's good. And then I have like a surprise thing happening on Saturday.
Is it a surprise if you know about it?
Well, I don't know what's happening. Like, he's planning it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That works for me. You can tell us later.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the details.
Subscribe to Patreon. It will tell you what the subscriber prize surprise is.
Oh. That could,
it could work. We will provide a photo if you subscribe to Let's Have a Fifi Patreon.
Oh, wow. Yes. Go for it. Yeah.
We will paint a painting with a randomized genital.
Okay. Yes. And then I can hang it on the wall.
Yes.
All these things come from everyone. What else have you been up to other than celebrating hardcore and getting liquored up?
Moving. I just moved.
Okay.
And then what else? I don't remember. Lots of doctor's appointments.
You're so fun. You're so fun.
I drank for 12 hours straight after the Biden victory on Saturday.
And you what?
I drank for 12 hours straight. But in a heroic ability, I kept it here. Not here, but like here.
Oh. 12
hours. And then I snored so loud that I needed isolation. But
a quarantine for your snore.
Yeah, snorantine.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's because Biden won, so.
Freddie wants to know if he gets a preview of what we're posting on Patreon.
Absolutely.
Freddie always gets a preview.
If he subscribes to the subscriber content, he gets content of the content being made for the content.
Subscribe here on Patreon, Freddie.
Very clever. Wow. Christopher J. Hall, what did you do this weekend?
So I went to my very first, I don't know what you want to call it. I guess a nudist colony. I don't know what it is. But there is a hotel in Queen Valley, Arizona, that's out in the middle of nowhere. I am telling you, they were driving. I thought I was going to die. Like 10 miles out in the middle. It's just a random hotel out in the middle of the desert and lots of naked men. It was quite the experience. It was different.
Close peppermint is to the screen now that you started talking about this.
Yes. Nudist colony. You say.
She is so close.
It's called Copper Cactus Ranch.
Copper Cactus Ranch.
Oh, they're looking it up right now.
I'm totally looking it up. I'll write that down.
People. So was it a different experience? Because you know you go to hotels, you keep your clothes on.
I think every weekend's different, and you just really don't know what it's going to be. It depends on the crowd that's there that day, but they were having a leather event at the same time. So it was different for me. It was fun, but just different.
Freddie wants to know where in the hell is Queen Valley?
Queen Valley is like, so you know where the Renaissance Festival is? As you're going towards Globe, as soon as you past Florence Junction, it's this little tiny city that's just to the left. Like you blink, you miss it. You have to kind of go off the road to see it or to go into it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Is there a hospital nearby just in case?
No.
And no one got invited. Look at all. Shelly's disappointed that she didn't get invited. Freddie is disappointed he didn't get invited.
I'm sorry, Shelly. It's a male only.
Oh,
only.
That killed her dream. I'm so sorry.
What's up now? What?
You're gonna be painting your pictures here for us.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll need to go ahead and get behind the scenes photos.
Will you take a video for me, Chris?
Yeah. It might be a while before I go back, but
I broke. I'm sorry.
So it is Queen Valley, then.
It is Queen Valley, correct?
And it's
like a $65 membership, annual membership. Should anybody be interested if they're a male?
Wow. Are there like co-eds? Now I'm interested.
There's a co-ed one in Tucson.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Where is this at? What is that called?
I don't know. I just I know a friend who went there, and that's all I remember.
There's a lot of sand, and it's called the Cat Box.
No.
I'm not sure that that's true. We need the fact checking right away, right away.
No.
Don't fact check him. Everything he says is a lie.
If it sounds false, it's probably false.
Oh my gosh. Chris, are they trans friendly? Do you know?
I think so. I did not see any, I think so. They're LGBT. It was all gay men. I would hope so, but I did not know or anybody there that identified as trans while I was there. Hard to say.
Did you feel like the staff would be open to sort of discussions about that? Like if you didn't see it, if you were to approach
staff? I think everybody was doing their own thing. Like this place was interesting. So I think everybody was into whatever they were doing with whoever they were doing it with.
Now, wait, I need details.
Okay. Sounds explicit.
We have what is called a sling room, which is where like a sling is hanging from the ceiling and anybody can and watch like activity. It's an interesting place. And everybody goes in their own little like places in the desert. There's like a jacuzzi there. There's like, and everybody just kind of does their own thing. A bunch of us went for a hike together as a group. It was fun.
A nude hike?
No. You could. Some people did.
So okay. It was a clothing hike?
Yeah, most people there did not have clothing. So
how was the sun exposure? Was everybody safe with complete sunscreening?
I love your concern. You don't want to get sunburn on private parts.
You don't.
No. Been there.
Freddie says, unfortunately, that doesn't mean that they welcome trans men in cis places.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said I would like to think that they were, but it's hard to say. Unfortunately, you know, in our community, I recently posted about this, but mm-hmm. our community has, you know, as much as we should be, you know, gay men a lot of times, for whatever reasons, aren't always. I would like to say that it is welcoming, but it wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't, sadly.
Naked hiking may not be fun. I don't know. Depends. Depends on the terrain.
All I can picture is just like being in a flat desert with one cactus and no water and being naked and the sun is right above the head of the top head and just burning down and I feel...
No, that was on fire.
This weekend was really nice. The weather was really good.
Was it nice weather? I mean, it is nice.
Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Was there shrinkage?
If you went in the pool, on site and it was cold.
I mean,
oh my gosh.
I think
now I'm on the other end. I'm like, maybe it was cold. I don't know.
I think some people just went with that it was shrinkage, and I think it was just the size.
You know, I have had conversations lately that penises should be welcomed and celebrated, or genitals in all forms and not just in the one form that you feel the most proud of it. And I have been having to learn that lesson for myself. So I just want to share that, like, the shrinkage is a fun joke to make, but I have been trying to make less self-depreciating jokes about that and just, you know, just for me, I'm just sharing.
But now, since you're sharing on camera, you're not in the background anymore. You're going to have to introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Jack. I need to fill out that form that you sent me to be at some point. Hi.
There we go. That's better.
I make art and stuff. So.
With his penis.
With my penis. Among other things, yes. Yes, that is true.
I have art from his penis.
Jack is supposed to be on the show, but we've been having some communication issues. I think his one finger is broken to fill out the form or something. I broke it.
I'm sorry.
It's true. I'm drinking with my left hand.
But Christopher, I think that is amazing. I wish I knew more about it. Because especially with a lot of things being centered around body positivity and being comfortable with who you are, I think that before nudist establishments were either looked down upon or you had to be like some pervert or whatever. But I think that it should be celebrated. I think that all bodies should be celebrated. Maybe I don't need to see all the bodies, but
I don't know if Scotty will let you go on any kind of other trips with me, but if you're ever interested, I think I got banned from that like in 2013, but
no, I've been to like Black's Beach and that was good for me, but I'm trying to read the comments.
If you're interested, we should all go as a group one weekend and experience it. Except, of course, sorry, you can't go.
Peppermint, you can't go. Well, we can get you like drag kinged out.
This is I was going to say, you can go into space.
You can tailgate it. We'll be
in the parking lot. Like,
cool. I'm just waiting for the guys to come out.
Sell hot dogs and tofu dogs. It'll be great. Super, super inclusive.
Do you think if I gave them all free tickets to a burlesque show, they'd be okay with it?
No. No.
No.
No. So most of us had to like, because we had to walk there. So you could probably sleep in the car, like out in the desert.
Wait a minute. You have to walk there?
Because it's so packed. Like we had to walk, we had to park so far away from the establishment.
Was there a party going on?
It's an all weekend party. People stay all weekend.
I thought this was a building establishment. Did I have the wrong concept?
It's a building and there's like seven, it's like a hotel. And so there's like, I want to say probably like 15 different hotel rooms. And it's a pretty large establishment.
So it was like a location that was like secured and rented out?
Oh, no.
Hmm. Well, maybe it's like when you go to like Black's Beach, you have to like park at the top of the hill and then you have to walk down like these stairs that are like basically man-made. And it's like secluded away from everybody, so it's not like easy access.
Oh yeah, there's nothing out there at all for probably a good 10 miles in any direction.
Freddie says that they might like burlesque tickets. A lot of gay men like boobies.
Well, we have all kinds of genders in burlesque.
This is true. Yeah, we have a good math to finish here, so that's true.
Interesting. So since Freddie isn't here, I asked Christopher if there was anything that he learned while being at this nudist establishment that he could share with us, like etiquette or
oh, that's easy. For me, I would
well,
say,
I mean, there's people that have never been or have thought about it.
Right. Well, for me, you know, you had talked about it just a little bit ago about judgment. And I'll tell you, and I'll be honest, like when I first went, I was like, what am I doing? I went in with a little bit more judgment than I would go. And I would say my word of advice by the time I left is, you know, just go with an open mind.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like just have an open mind.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it.
Did wow. you find that there was a moment of comfort where you got being aware of the nudity?
You know, once I got past my own, like, I saw other people, like, there. And, like, just the different forms of bodies that came, like, came through the doors, like everybody just seemed to, once I was able to see other people just kind of living their life and being free, I think I was a little bit more at ease with self.
I do. Apparently,
sorry.
Everyone's a fan of boobies. Yes.
So boobies win. So you might be able to get in, you know.
Okay, bear with me here. We tailgate in the parking lot with boobies. Since
I could do that.
There's no boobies allowed inside. We'll just have a boobie surplus.
I mean,
in one corner.
So I mean, there's no nothing. So I mean, if you just came barging in, I don't know what's going to
happen. Flash mob, a literal flash mob in the flash mob.
Flash mob.
Yeah. A flash mob or a flash mob?
You know what I'm saying.
Freddie says, did you bring your own towels to sit on? That's often a common rule of thumb at naked places. He's so technical.
Yeah, they provided everything that, I mean, in the rooms, they had their own bedding and sheets, and they cook. So it's cool because everybody stays there from the time they get there. We got there Friday night, and people pretty much stay on the weekdays. It's kind of dead, but the two owners, which are, it's a gay couple. They cook you breakfast. It was a homemade breakfast. It's not included in. So like they have like lunch hours, they have dinner. Everybody just kind of sits and eats together. It's kind of cool. Everybody kind of comes down into this common area, and then throughout the day, everybody goes and does their own thing. But then the community comes back together during these certain like meal times.
Socially distant?
Yeah. It's hard to say. Socially distance, well.
I'm sure the sling had a few loopholes in the social distancing.
Yeah. I mean, at certain points, because the sling would get close. At certain points it would be six feet away, but that sling came back a few times. I mean,
6 feet is a lot to live up to. I'm just saying, like...
It's okay, baby.
And we were just talking about size, so
we talked about this.
So is it kind of like a bed and breakfast?
I don't know, but I mean, yeah.
You don't know.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I mean, so
it serves cookies. It sounds like a nudist place sells swings.
or a prison camp, as Freddie says.
I would say what should happen is you and Freddie should go. And then you should make a follow-up review for one of your feet.
No, that would have to be on our Patreon.
Oh, absolutely. Just wait, are there like non-disclosure rules? Could you GoPro it for content? Or is that like...
No, that's one of the rules you sign.
Yeah, that's fair.
See, you're not telling us the rules. Well, that's what we're asking.
There were four pages of rules that I had to sign. It was like lots of rules. But I remember seeing that.
What are some other things? So we can't record ourselves.
Mm-mm.
No taking pictures?
I think without anybody, if anybody who's in your photo, it would have to, everybody's consent would have to be given.
But I'm one of those people that I would be like, I am taking a picture and then flip it to video and do a video. That's what I would do. That's what I'd be like.
Ooh, this could go viral, especially if, and I'm sorry, I keep forgetting, it's Peppa, right?
Pepper.
Like Pepper.
Like salt and pepper.
So we can do this when Pepper tries coming in and barging into the establishment.
Oh, yeah.
This would be amazing.
So we just get banned right off the bat. I see.
Dress like Eric Brockovich, say you're a journalist, it's fine.
Martha McSally, you'd be fine.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
I'm Martha McSally and I disapprove this.
Yikes.
Oh man.
I mean, I dressed up as Sarah Palin 1 year for Halloween, maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Mm. How long have y'all been friends?
We've been friends since about 2012.
And y'all haven't seen each other naked?
Pepper has rules about length of friendship means that, like, you're entitled to see each other naked.
Oh my gosh. So the longer I know her, does that mean one day it's just going to, I'm just going to be pantless?
You have to see me naked.
Yes, I have. Oh, so now it's my turn. Okay. I guess.
But that's fair play.
Not right now. You have to subscribe to the Patreon.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. And what did he say? And that's how Felicia gets. Oh my gosh. Wow. Wow.
The red light smoke detector. It's on your phone. Put that down.
I'm doing it for work.
Work can with an O or work with an E?
Both. Maybe, can I play the influencer card? Can I do that?
Ooh.
I mean, I'm sure if you sign up for an OnlyFans, everyone would jump on it and like want a bit of the cut.
Mm. Mm. Things have changed here on Let's Have a Fifi. As it always does.
I've got one. I can show you the ropes.
We all have seen Pepper naked. So,
not you, Chris. I'm sorry.
Just subscribe to her OnlyFans. It's fine.
On the next Let's Have a Fifi, Pepper helps you only plan your OnlyFans.
It's our horror.
www.onlyfans.com/Luna and Pepper.
Oh, no. Fifi no.
To be named. I just realized you guys have a booking. I don't want to mess with the booking.
You would have a booking too if you filled out the form.
I know. Every time that I go to remember it, I say it's.
I was on top of my shit.
It's such. You told me you were also not on top of your shit.
I was. I waited like 3 days and I felt bad, and then they laughed at me for only waiting 3 days and then being like, it's fine.
You started this conversation with being like, we've been celebrating for a week and now I'm a bad person.
No, that was me that changed it into you're a bad person. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Being an influencer is fire. Refer back to other episodes back where we talk about lingo and fire and is on it. Ooh. Yes. But thank you for sharing that, Chris, because I'm sure that there are people that have either looked it up or have thought, maybe I'll go one day. Yeah. Like Pepper, who is now going to probably go look for a co-ed one or an all-girls one. And then... We'll be in the parking lot of that one.
All probably... girls one is just called a sorority.
Face paint. Oh, God.
I was going to say, Felicia, you can get into the all girl one.
Unfortunately not. But
I'll take you.
I'll be like.
Boobies.
Boobies.
You know what?
We'll just celebrate the boobies.
My house.
Done. The nudist colony at Pepper's. Oh, wow. That's great. Let's start marketing it today.
That could be a book.
Oh, now Laura wants to know where. Oh. I'm not even kidding. I'd love to go, says my sister-in-law. Let me know where.
Oh, you said it.
I started something. I'm so excited.
We'll make it like a series of bouncy houses that are all interconnected.
Oh my God, is that safe for the women though? They might knock themselves out.
That hurts, Jack. Safety first.
Okay. I was under the impression that.
I mean, I've been in some dressing rooms.
Women have great balance. So
I have been in some dressing rooms where boobs do attack. So
I guess it just depends on the amount of gravity that's taken.
I mean, the perky ones attack too.
They're so pointy.
To Laura and the other person, subscribe and I will tell you my address.
Freddie's down for the naked party at Pepper and Jack's.
We already invited Freddie weeks ago.
Oh wow. Oh. That was, look at my hair is getting all frizzy.
Alicia needs a drink.
I've been drinking throughout the whole conversation.
Point, I left and filled my empty 750 milliliter wine bottle from my 150 milliliter wine bottle so that I could continue drinking out of this bottle and not hold what I call the regular bottle versus the tiny bottle. So
there you go, referring to size again.
He's such a size queen.
I'm not.
Can we just normalize all sizes?
They're all normal sizes. I just like the one that gets me drunker.
Size queen.
The one that hits the spot.
Whoa! I'm not here for that.
By spot, well, to say the tummy. I mean, the alcohol, you know.
Oh.
You know?
Now I get it. Now I get it.
Get it. The one that hits the liver the quickest? I don't know.
I hear boofing does that.
What?
Oh, nothing. Don't.
What is this word you speak of?
Oh, no. Here we go. You've said it. Now you have to explain it.
Well.
Hold on. Before you get into that, people are asking, where do I subscribe? So let me do this and put it on the screen for you.
Oh, it's Luna and Pepper.
Oh, it's the other way around, Freddie.
Thank you, though, Freddie.
Now you can go on and explain it.
So I learned about boofing from one of our recent Supreme Court justices. It's when you take alcohol and instead of ingesting it in your mouth, you put it in the other end so that it, you know, molecularizes into your bloodstream quicker. So
it's butt chugging.
It's butt chugging. But they gave it a nice pretty word like boof.
Boof?
So like on Jackass, they were boofing.
They were boofing. Mm-hmm. So
he's writing this down.
You can see that? I did.
It gets you drunker quicker.
Don't do that. Do not do that. I do not recommend that at all.
Thank you, Freddie.
Oh my gosh. Things have gotten so interesting. Wow. I didn't know that it had a proper term, but I think I had forgotten. Maybe I was like trying to force it out of my mind.
Do you want to know the most niche fetish that I'm aware of?
No, but I'll let you tell me.
There's no way that you can resist that. I mean, if you say no, I will not say it.
No, go ahead.
Consent.
Because now everybody wants to know.
Well, have you ever heard of figging?
Figging. I'm going to write this down, too.
So I'll just tell this story. I got locked in a Facebook thread where there was a joke where somebody was like, write the fetish of the person above you and everyone is strangers. And they were all doing a bunch of normal vanilla things. And I happened to have just come across someone that had told me about figging and I wrote it, which made 10 people Google it and they all sent me hate mail. It's when you take a piece of ginger and you carve it into a dildo, I'm sorry, a butt plug, and then you use raw ginger as a butt plug, and enough people have done this that there's a name and it's called figging, even though there's no figs involved. I don't know, but I like weird trivia.
I mean, I'm a raw ginger.
Oh, raw ginger.
Just sit on our head.
And subscribe to her OnlyFans and you can get a piece.
Ginger duckin.
Ginger section.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
So when you invited me to this show, I did not sign anything that said I was going to be talking about these topics. Boofing and kidding.
I didn't sign anything of my own.
About like BDSM and.
Well, we talk about it all here, so it's fine. Sometimes it's more about the delivery and.
He's a heart open.
Subscribe to the OnlyFans. You'll find out more. Jeez, goodness. Everyone wants a piece of a ginger, Freddie says.
Yeah. Ginger Club, Freddie.
Here you can do much magic with piece of ginger.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I think I didn't even know what I was signing up for tonight. So, you know, here we are learning things. That's what this show is all about. For the last 8-9 years, I've been learning all kinds of things. And now I have figging and boofing to add to the list.
Oh, Lordy.
And I will figure out how to bring a camera to a nudist colony.
list.
I mean,
one of those Mission Impossible contacts cameras,
or maybe I'll get one that, like, you know, you can wear it as like braces in disguise or something. I don't know.
That would be the best sky thing. We got you these braces. There's cameras in every single one of them. You just have to smile to take
the whole time.
Super chill.
He's so happy to be here.
Oh my god.
Laura, we are nothing if not educational. I don't know if PBS could handle us. I think the parents would be petitioning quicker.
The special late night edition of PBS.
If we edit Morgan Freeman and David Attenborough to narrate it, then
oh my god, I can't afford him.
Gone off.
Oh my gosh, here we have gone off subject completely.
What was the subject?
What did we do this weekend?
Oh.
There was the 12 hours of drinking.
That's right.
And then there was the recovery. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Did you what drinking?
Well, after the
I was asking if you were boofing. Or no, wait, figging. I was joking.
Were you boofing or figging?
I was being a prude and drinking it with my mouth.
Oh, how normal.
I know. I was normaling. That's also a fetish. Normcore. Oh, oops, sorry. Oop. We're getting power corded.
Well, Laura says that, I'm assuming Ginger, likes Ginger with her sushi. Well, if you subscribe to Pepper's OnlyFans, you get both. This is why I work in marketing. It's so fun.
Watch me eat sushi.
No, they were talking about something else for sushi.
Yeah.
For as much as he knows, sometimes he's a little naive.
Nothing would go over my head, I would catch it.
Oh my gosh. PBS After Dark. Let's start it. Do you think we
can
get it?
Oh my god. PBS,
can we get it funded?
FBI After Dark.
Can we get it funded? I need it funded. Chris and I are good at fundraising. We could do that. I'm sure people would buy into that. Naked people, learning things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Uncensored, like, this is really what we think about the mating habits of the native Floridian. Like,
we could call it educational nudity.
Oh. Laura wants to know, where do I sign?
OnlyFans.com/Luna and Pepper.
Oh my gosh.
What's your Patreon?
Yeah, We should be plugging your Patreon too here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/letshaveafifi.
Oh my goodness. This has turned to be a wonderful evening with more learning that you just didn't know that you needed in your life. Let's move on to current events, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Because you drank, was it to celebrate the election?
Yes.
It was. It was to celebrate the sudden, 9 in the morning? Oh, yeah. Shit, this is the moment. And then, you know, you have one celebratory shot and it leads into a follow-up shot so you don't lose the buzz. And then all of a sudden you're drinking 12 hours later. It's fine.
Wow.
I had to go to work and I came home and he was drunk.
I wasn't drinking by myself. There were roommates. And oh, okay. We kept doing roommate shots.
Okay, as long as you weren't drinking by yourself.
That's a different picture of the weekend. Biden won and I drank for 12 hours in a dark room.
Oh my gosh. Along with that, there are still states that are counting their votes and finalizing, but the orange man will not concede and has sued several states on voter fraud. What was some of the other things that I heard? You know, that there were illegal voting, and I don't know how that happened. Somebody informed me, I guess. I'm still trying to figure out.
Biden now leads in Georgia by 14,000 votes. Anyone that was watching it second by second was sweating that shit, and he's now 14,000 votes ahead, which is, and it doesn't matter in the world of a hypocrite, but it's further ahead than Trump was of Hillary. But of course, that's different. The two words that matter the most in 2020, that's different.
Uh-huh. So there have been a lot of people that I have either unfriended or blocked because there has been you're celebrating too early. When I remember 4 years ago that when the winner was announced, I didn't say a word to anybody. I was very disappointed. But now it seems that the temper tantrums have, you know, escalated. Let's talk about temper tantrums as in their public temper tantrums. The people not rioting, but, you know, being outside of all the voting centers or where they're counting the votes at. That's where I think they get a little bit out of control. One reporter was on camera screaming that she didn't know how she was going to get to her car. And I believe that was here.
What?
Oh, yeah. That the Trump supporters were outside rallying and saying, you know, with their guns, need I put that in there? Because, you know, that makes them more... I guess that makes the protest more valid. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter no guns, to say the least. But these people are like really, I'm going to be very punny, they were gunning for it because they don't think that this is right. They think, who was it? I forget who it was, but the reporter was fearing for her life when these people started getting closer to the building and she was trying to get to her car. She said, I'm going to need to get to my car. And they like cut her off and said, hope you get to safety. So y'all, and I think any more Trump supporters watch this because I think we've weaned them off over the years. But if you know one, tell them to calm the fuck down. God bless. And the weird news reports with the person sitting in the shadows. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if I can find it real quick. But there have been news reports where the reporter is interviewing somebody and they're like sitting in the shadows as if it's like to protect their identity. So
is it finally that anonymous piece of shit that's like, I'm gonna come out before the election? The election passed, and guess what? No dice.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it.
I know I haven't. I don't think I know anybody who has been explicitly and outwardly like liberal that hasn't gotten a message from somebody just trying to cut them down. It's pretty insane.
Yeah, and the name calling,
death threats, all kinds of stuff.
I will come and beat you up, and you're like, wait a minute, I'm just trying to. I can't find it right now. I'll post it on the Let's Have a Fifi page. But I saw it this afternoon about, I think they're interviewing them about, it's a poll worker that said that I saw lots of fraud in the place and where I was. And you're like, okay, well, why didn't you say something?
Did you hear what the judge did in that case? Have you heard the follow-up?
No.
Okay. So Republican lawyers took that affidavit and they took it to fucking court. I read the transcript of it. Long, like, essentially verbatim, the judge was like, you get that this is hearsay, right? And the lawyer was like, well, no, this person said that they saw physical evidence. And the judge cut them off and was like, do you hear yourself? This person said they saw blah, blah, blah. Where's the evidence there? And, like, there was half of a paragraph, again, on the transcript of the lawyer trying to be like, but they said, but she says that they have it, and the judge basically threw it out of court. So now we're starting to see these are getting bounced, and it's been hard to have hope for a while because so many times it looked like something was going to happen, like finally some justice, finally some sense, finally some blah, blah, blah. And still, we're going to watch it ratchet up higher with all the, I don't know if anyone's up to like the last 24 hours, but it's crazy. And it's every 24 hours is something new. But there are finally some slow pieces of progression with justice on these cases are being rejected because there's no basis for it. So,
correct.
So all the bluster gets to be public, drum up support for the Georgia runoff election and blah, 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 blah. But, yeah.
I'm sure there'll be more today. There's probably just not been any because of the federal holiday. Everything's been closed. Otherwise, you know, it'll all be there tomorrow.
They're still counting.
Today? You think so?
I think they are.
I mean, Alaska, three whole electoral votes went for Trump today. Woo! He's a 2-7-1-7. He's a 2-1-7 now.
I did see that somebody said that they were going to move out of the USA and move to Alaska. So good for you, Trump supporters.
I was going to say, I want to say as a Pima County resident where we've been blue for I don't know how long, I want to say thank you to Maricopa who finally got it right. I think this is the first time, and I don't know. I was thinking about this. Mm-hmm. That every metropolitan, when you look at all of the states, all of their blue is like usually their like metropolitan areas. I think Arizona is the largest metropolitan area that is actually not progressive. Sadly, I don't know any other large city that.
Well, we changed that this time around. I think people said enough is enough.
Yeah.
Right. And I saw the numbers. I don't know if anyone else saw these, but I saw the numbers on voting on the res. And like native support came out hard to say fuck Trump because yes, well, I didn't do enough like triple checking to confirm this, but the margin of win that Trump lost Arizona by is similar to like the amount of counties that are just res specific that voted in huge, like way higher numbers than they have in previous elections because let's face it, no one but a shithead that big could unite the nation. And, you know, I was really proud to see that. You know, unfortunately, I wish that people didn't need as much pain as they do to unite. But
you are right.
I'm glad that they did.
Well, and we've been saying for weeks that I hope that the importance of voting stays the same, if not gets better, because it starts at home. It starts with the people that you elect in your city. It starts with the people you elect in your state, and then it trickles up. And then if you have these people that speak for you, because they essentially are doing that, then if that's somebody that you don't like, or you think that they're not going to your community, they're not capturing your community views, you need to speak up, run for office. I have seen some of our community run for office. That is good. Yes, Trump does need a diaper change, and he needs to get he needs to get the hell out of the way, because I believe that Biden and Harris are trying to transition, and he's holding up some of that funding with all these BS lawsuits. So we just need to force him out. My thing is, the Republican Party hasn't said or stood behind forcing him to say, okay, just sign this and so we can go home. Because congratulations to Mike Pence for canceling your vacation, because you thought you were going to get one after the election, but you didn't, because you're essentially your partner in crime is throwing a temper tantrum that the whole world can see. You know it's bad when people from other countries send you messages and say, how are you doing? How is your president? And I'm like, that's not my president. That's some guy that just got lucky. But you know, they're worried about us, about how things are gonna switch over. I hope Trump supporters don't become more riled up, violent in that instance. I do worry about safety.
I have a thought on that. So as a quick background, we have a 6-foot Black Lives Matter sign mounted in our yard. It was lit on fire. It was a hate crime. After that, people have, you know, casually biked past the house and said that they hoped I died. This is just backstory. So
what?
Yeah. I'll get into that when I come on the show. I'll tell you the whole thing and we can break it down. But just as background, that's my yard. And watching people fly fucking 6-foot Trump flags and fill up their yard. Even our neighbor who got their Trump sign stolen mounted like a 4-foot painted, hand-painted Trump sign that was like mounted with security cameras.
But why though?
So here's the thing. The day of the election, before it was even like crazy, everyone took their Trump shit down. And I was a little confused, and someone told me it's because the word on the street on their side is that we're so violent that the Trump signs in your yard is an invitation to violence, which is, once again, just gaslight, obstruct, projection.
Oh my gosh.
And so it's been crazy, because my sign is still fucking up. I'm not trying to be like dumb about it, but like, it doesn't stop being true. Your political team going down the second of the election being over, like it's this indication to me that there were a lot of people that were on that team, and everyone's afraid of the other side committing violence. And there are minor groups of clusters of people that are willing to go do that shit. But we had to have like emergency discussions about, if people come try to light the yard on fire again, do we use arrows because they're silent, or guns because they're mostly lethal, or just fucking get the fuck out? Like, I don't know.
We got a couple of death threats.
Oh my gosh.
Walking in with groceries. And as soon as we put the sign up in the front yard, and after it got lit on fire, some neighbors down the street started flying a Confederate flag. And
what?
Neighbors asked them to take it down, and they kept like taking it down and putting it back up.
Uh-huh.
What city is that?
Tempe.
I live
for real?
From a high school. Mm-hmm. My front yard is a bus drop off for a high school. Like, I'm not kidding. We don't have neighbors across the street because I have like school security cameras. Like,
interesting.
And the fact that there was, eventually they found footage of someone walking. Oh, I left this part out. I'm sorry. I remember now. The night that it was lit on fire, it just so happened to be the Trump rally that was here. It's okay. I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, you know.
No correlation.
They're not a violent group, you know. They're not. Mm-hmm. They're not. Mm-hmm. You know. But, you know, all the Black Lives Matter. I have not been to a protest, but I have done my own work for Black Lives Matter. But the things that I have seen or have witnessed on people's lives haven't been violent. I haven't seen people carrying AKs around, stuff that says I'm here with this big gun because I have a little, well, we talked about size is not a determinant, but I think it has something to do with some people's.
I got a side people. Shame. I got a side shame for you. I have a big gun because I have a little empathy. How about that? Wholesome
job. Chris left. we lost Chris.
He was like, I'm done.
It can't with these people.
I'm done with these people. It's over.
I'm sorry.
It's over. Can't fucking do it anymore. Oh my gosh. But I am happy to see that there are a lot of people that are still sticking by Biden. And I was pleasantly, I want to say I felt refreshed to see that Biden did a little news conference or something of that matter that encouraged people to wear masks. That was something that I felt like in the beginning of the COVID pandemic that I wish that Donald Trump had stood in front of us as a nation and addressed us in our homes and said, please wear your mask. Please be careful. We don't know anything about this. He should have just really been honest from the beginning and said, I don't know anything about this. And I think that you should wear a mask until we figure something out. That's my opinion. But it was refreshing to hear Joe Biden say it and not go off the cuff about how it's China's virus or it's, you know, just radical things that you're like, okay, that's really not necessary. If that's the way you feel, keep it to yourself and move along. But
I mean, for the first time in 4 years, I felt comfortable turning on NPR.
Yeah.
We have been playing a game with NPR. Turn on NPR and count the seconds until you hear the words pandemic, COVID-19, vaccine, mask, or anything relate, like specifically related, not tangentially related. The high score was 17 seconds. We lost after that. We've lost the game 5 times today. We turned on NPR and just turned it right off after 1 second. Vaccine. Oh, okay. Pandemic. Oh. Job losses from pandemic. Oh, okay.
Well, they do the news every 15 minutes. How you would?
They used to have fun stories. I learned about a dog that loved getting his ball so much that they trained him how to get whale vomit out of the ocean because he loved getting his tennis ball. That's what made me fall in love with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's called ambergris. They put it in perfume. It's worth more than gold.
It's called putting your head in the sand and not listening to the news.
It's on the news.
Oh my gosh. So go ahead and fill out that form. And
I'm on it. I'm on it. Every time I try to do it, my phone fucks up and I need to do it on my computer and I'm just a piece of shit. I always forget when I'm back. So.
No, I didn't say anything like that. I said maybe you should fill out the form and then, maybe it would be more interesting if you filled it out now while you're drinking. and then I can read the bio back to you at a later date.
Wine bottle.
Oh, you're getting the bigger wine bottle now?
No, I'm going to use the bigger one. Okay, I'll just bring, do you want me to drink out of the bigger
one? We all know you have a bigger one now. It's fine.
Good Lord.
Bring both because size doesn't matter.
What have we learned? They're very fine people.
Only quality for you guys.
Oh my gosh. So COVID numbers are still going up, and New York, I believe, is one of the places that closed. Are they reducing things? I believe I read that this morning or this afternoon. They're going back to restricting like bars and things because the numbers are rising yet again. They were rising last week too. New bars, restaurants, and gyms limits to home gatherings to 10 people have gone into effect in New York. So,
New York was the problem center for a while.
Yeah, and I think their biggest thing is they don't want to be the center of it again. They'll just let Arizona be the center of it again since our. Oh my gosh. So I wish Freddie was on here because that was hilarious. Last night I watched, or was it this morning? I get it all blurred together. But
time is an illusion.
The douchey governor had a little video that he prepared because obviously he can't do press conferences anymore because he's a douchebag. But he is talking about reasons why we should wear masks. And all I wanted to do, because I don't comment on these things because I don't need people to come and harass me on my social media. But all I wanted to say is you haven't fucking worn a mask for like the last 6 months. And you've been at these super spreader events. Just who knows if you've had it already because you don't tell anybody because you're that guy. And here he is. Arizona, we need to mask up. And I'm like, oh my God. Change the tune, huh, real quick? Because you know what? I bet you. He knows that we could petition to get him out. He knows that if and when Biden takes office, that he will be on his ass because he noticed. And they've had Twitter chats back and forth about discussing different things. That Joe Biden is not a fan of Doug Ducey. So I could just picture that, his new boss coming in and saying, hey, so, you prick, you didn't want to wear the mask before, so I'm just going to go ahead and let the people decide on this, and we'll see you later.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being the governor that fucked up 50 years of Arizona being red? That's him. He did that. Everything's blue here now. Blue balls, blue love, blue weed. I don't care. It's fine. My point is, like, he's not going to be at the Republican club with the other Republicans being like, good job, buddy. He's going to be at the kids' table if he's there at all.
They're going to be like, oh, it's Doug. Mm.
He's not Senator Ducey. He's not Governor Ducey. He's not going to even be like Comptroller Ducey. He's just going to be like, that's Doug.
Yeah, they're going to be like, Doug fucked it up for all of us.
Don't be a Doug, guys.
He's like that friend you keep around so you can have someone to blame.
You're like, oh, here comes Doug.
We have Carols, Karens, and Chads, and Doug now.
Oh, that's great. I love it. Hi, Natasha.
Harder to drink out of this one.
Oh. Is the size too big? It's too big.
It's a little unwieldy.
It can be overwhelming.
The eyes bulge.
Not as used to putting things in his mouth as some people.
Do we need to thank Ducey for turning us blue? I am very full of, you know, sarcasm and satire. I believe that you should write a letter and tell him all the people that you voted for and how he inspired you to vote for them. Mm-hmm. And then you tell him it blew. And if you want to rub it in a little more, you say, you know, you voted for the marijuana bill. You voted for, you know, the education bill that passed too. Just go ahead and rub it in. You just go Go all. Just go all in. You know, don't hold back, Shelly. I mean, because that's just waste. You can't hold back. You need to thank him.
I like to drunk call the lines for suggestions for each politician and just be blackout drunk and nothing violent, mind you, and nothing traceable. But
you're
just
blackout drunk. How do you know?
Well, I know.
Record it.
Yeah.
Is this on your OnlyFans?
You remember the smoke alarm?
No, this is on the FBI file. This is actually something that I did. My one of my favorite people left hate mail for Ben Arredondo while he was tripping on acid. And by hate mail, I mean he just kind of screamed unintelligibly into the like voicemail for suggestions 4 or 5 times for days. And
oh my gosh.
I really aspire to that level of political activism. So, you know, dedication.
That's right. Dedication, if not consistency. Consistency is key. Yes, Shelly, never hold. You shouldn't hold back. You just need to let, you need to let Doug know, okay?
Never hold back, just hold bottom.
Oh my gosh. And so
poor Rachel didn't know what she was getting.
We have gone up in cases, about 2,800 cases in the last day or so, I think. I think we're still nationwide at 110 daily, 110,000, not 110. Yes.
Yeah.
So, if you're one of those people, I was at the nail salon today and a lady didn't have her mask on. You should have saw my eyes just dart through her face.
I start saying things to people now and I work in a salon and so I have to touch people all day and we go through like, yeah, right now it's, we have like extensive hygiene practices now.
I bet. And
there's so many people that come in dick nosing and we're just like, you have to put your mask above your nose. And then people are like,
employees,
but why? And then, not at my salon.
That's right.
Yeah. Not at my salon. And we'll ask them to pull their masks up and they'll like get really mad. Thank you, Natasha. They'll get really mad. And then they'll be like, well, I don't have to come here. And we're like, okay, bye. Like,
there's somebody else with a wallet waiting right outside the door. Have a good night.
We've got a lot of people who have been combative about wearing masks, and my salon owner is just like, okay, you can go find somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
New president that will go down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be more open to wearing masks. Who knows?
But I think it's totally open to that if the leadership in the beginning had said, we need to wear masks to be proactive, to protect everyone, healthy, unhealthy, those with ailments, those with, you know, just protecting everyone, then we wouldn't be having this, we need to go back and fix it. We wouldn't have to tell people, well, we have to close your business for 6 months, but somehow you need to still make money, even though this is how you've been making money for 50 years. So, I mean, just...
Oh, yeah, my income was gone overnight.
Yeah. Subscribe to her OnlyFans.
Have you guys seen the numbers in Japan?
No, I haven't looked.
Yeah, guess what happens when a whole fucking culture, a whole country is used to wearing masks? Their numbers are unreal. Like, nobody died. Maybe a 1,000 people out of, I don't know, whatever deaths are at right now. So, like,
Japan has deaths at collectively 1840.
Oh, okay, 1840. That's crazy because mask culture, and anyone that I've talked to that goes to Japan talks about how polite culture just takes you off your feet and realize how inconsiderate the masses are, and like in a weird segue, we talked about guns and we talked about masks. People have all these fantasies about, like, oh, in post-apocalyptic world, I would kill everyone for my family. Wear a mask, protect your family. No, I don't know about that. Trump, like, and so, like, it's why? Like, why? And
my thing is, if you wear underwear, you can wear a mask.
I hate underwear, and I wear masks. Thank you for pointing that out. Underwear is fascism. Masks are just safety. All right. I only express that as myself. The Let's Have a Fifi does not sign off on this opinion that underwear is fascism.
As a person that had surgery in the nether regions down there, underwear has been my saving grace of not embarrassing myself.
I had to get a hydrocephalectomy, which means they cut my nutsack open, and I had to wear whitey tighties, but I refused to wear white, so I got a package of colors. They still were terrible.
As a person with a vagina, I am pro underwear.
Yes, that I have seen. yes, we have dick print, but that's like a nice thing. But I have seen vagina print that is.
I'm also thinking about the fabric, like if you wear like just the chafing. Jeans and stuff, I would imagine, don't feel good against certain areas.
Whoever created vaginas was not thinking very hard.
Yeah. If at all.
Supposedly.
Wow. We talk about everything here. Look at Laura is pro underwear. Yes. In our next election season, we will be running a bill about people having to wear underwear.
You know what, underwear. I'll tailgate that party too. I don't care.
I have friends who go commando.
Oh, well, I mean, I do too, I'm sure.
I mean, sometimes I go commando, but that's only when I need to.
I mean, when I'm going to bed, I don't. Or sometimes I don't, but.
I don't wear clothing to bed. But.
I mean, but that's just a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. And once Jack fills out his paper. Then we'll talk.
You can find the content on the OnlyFans and the Patreon. It is. You have to subscribe to both. Ooh, shit. There we go.
Take pictures of you going commando.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
He was thinking about it. He was like, what's that now? And then he was like, yes, yes, this is great. This is wonderful.
I was like, I can't be hypocritical and not be like all about positivity of all gender shapes if I'm not out there representing and being like, go ahead, take a picture of my soft penis.
Oh.
I really wonder if in the kitchen.
I really should end this. I really should. Because this is too much fun, though.
Can you get kicked off for explicit content?
We haven't yet. We've been doing this for 8 years.
Nice.
We talk about everything under the sun. That is tucked and untucked and hidden and not hidden. You're welcome. But that is all I have for tonight. For tonight. Thank you guys for joining me and not letting me make a fool of myself.
It was a pleasure.
We love you, Felicia.
Because
I love both of you. I'm sorry I made you run away. Yes.
Yay. We love you too now, Chris.
Because anybody that watches, when I do this by myself, I'm so busy watching everything else that sometimes I sit here and people are like, okay, she's by herself and she's not saying anything. And so I forget that I am looking at all the things and not talking to the screen. And so it becomes a little cringeworthy that, you're like, oh. So thank you for making it not that.
It's cringeworthy in a different way.
It's cringeworthy where you wouldn't show this episode to your mom unless, yeah, I wouldn't show. There's some things I would edit. I would edit it out. I would edit out some of the things.
You probably only have like 2 minutes that you could show your mom. If you
all hour. I'd be like, Mom, look at this little snippet. We're a whole hour.
You're like, oh yeah, not that snippet. Oh, nope, not that.
It'd be all right.
It'd my mom right. would watch this and be like, I'm pro underwear too.
That is the challenge, ladies and gentlemen. That is the challenge. Go ahead and send this to your mother and let her judge the show. And
get her one sentence reaction.
And that would be awesome if you showed it to your parents and just showed the reaction of them watching us.
Nobody send it to her parents. I'm meeting them soon and I don't want to fuck it up.
Who's to say they're not watching?
I got my notes from earlier. I believe these words came out of your mouth. Boofing and figging.
Google at your own warning.
Oh my God. I have to help your case when you the pen. So I'm just trying to help you.
Jack, I want you to go back and watch some of this episode and look at Pepper's face. That has been, I've just been letting you talk, but I've been watching her mostly because she's been like,
you know, we've been together for a while and I still make the face.
Oh my gosh, I knew we were going there.
With that being said, thanks for watching Let's Have a Fifi tonight. Thank you for Pepper and Jack and Christopher for joining me and not letting me be cringeworthy on the internets tonight.
Socially distant four-way hug. Yay!
And now you know how to go to a nudist colony. You know about boofing and figging, which I have heard of, but never heard it explained aloud like that. But thank you so much, guys, and thank you for joining us on Let's Have a Fifi.
We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Subscribe to the Let's Have a Fifi podcast. You can listen on your favorite podcatcher. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi. Good night.